Yerushalmi Masoros corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Vov. We're beginning the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Beyerek Hakishurim Vadluim Vavatichim Vamalafonos Hatapuchim Vaisoigim Chayovim Gedolim Mukatanim Vipshim Poites Aisoigim Bekoitnam. The Mishnah says that for vegetables, cucumbers, gourds, watermelons and melons, for fruit trees, apples and esrogs, both large and small are obligated. Rav Shimon exempts esrogim when they are still small. Achayavim, achayav b'shekedim b'amarim potem min ha-masukim, achayav b'masukim potem min ha-marim. When bitter almonds are obligated, sweet almonds are exempt, and when sweet almonds are obligated, bitter ones are exempt. Means bitter ones are only edible when small, and sweet ones are only edible when large. And the Gemara says, Taman tanin and halekech steyerek basuya atulebo la'inas amasus chayev v'shibo la'inas amasus potter v'leike kadarkei v'lekech v'acha adam ahochin. The Gemara asks the question from a later Mishnah in the 5th Perek, if one buys a vegetable field in Suya, if bought before the time of Masus is obligated, if it's bought after that, it's exempt and he may harvest regularly. But our Mishnah taught that vegetables are obligated even when they're small. Chizkiah Omar, Besadah Shel Kishurim, Veshel Deluim, He Masnisa. Chizkiah answered, our Mishnah is referring to cucumbers and gourds that are edible when small, but later Mishnah is discussing other vegetables. Amr Rabbi Zeira, Afilo Tema Beste Yerek Atzmoi, Oid Hu Yeshle Gvul, Mishayovi, Sholosh Pesilois. Rabbi Zeira gives a different answer. He says, our Mishnah could also be discussing other vegetables. Our Mishnah is not referring to excessively small ones, it's merely teaching that one does not need to wait until they're a third grown, but they must minimally have three leaves. Nurai bin Shine Omar Meshumim Shimon, Tapuchim Ktanim, Paturim, Tapuchim Gdolim, Chayovim, Tapuchim Mila Mila, Ben Gdolim Ktanim, Chayovim. The Tosefta says, Nurai bar Shine, quoting Rav Shimon, says that small apples are exempt, large apples are obligated, round apples like walnuts are obligated whether large or small. The dar masnifa mahi manda amar shetapuchim stam b'machlekes manda amar tapuchim mila divrei hakol. Who does our Mishnah follow? If you explain that our Mishnah refers to regular apples, when the Mishnah taught that small apples are obligated, it doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon. If you explain that our Mishnah refers to walnut-like apples, it follows both opinions of this Tosefta. Esrog HaBoiseh, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Einai Pri, V'Chacham Oimim Pri. A half-ripe esrog, Rabbi Kiva says it's not considered a fruit, and the Chacham consider it to be a fruit. Rabbi La, Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem, Rabbi Laza, Asya, Rabbi Shimon, B'Shittas Rabbi Kiva Aboi, Kamad Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Pri, Kain Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ein Pri. Rabbi La and Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Laza, said that Rabbi Shimon, who exempts a small esrog from Masa, follows Rabbi Kiva, his teacher, but it's not a fruit. And Rabbi Yosi, Kol Shehu, Kosher lulav chaya b'masas v'chosher ina kosher lulav ina chaya b'masas. Rabbi Yosi says whatever is qualified to be used for taking the lulav is obligated in masas. Whatever is not is exempt. Hativun haway hamnuma haway gadol b'tfus haway osei kikador haway hu pasul lulav v'chaya b'masas. The Gemara asks a question, but a Braitha teaches that a spotty esrog and esrog grown in a mold and a round esrog are pasul for use in taking the lulav, but they are still obligated in masas. Mistava, Rabbi Shimon, Yoidil Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva la Yoidil Rabbi Shimon Yoidil Rabbi Kiva, Dechsiv, Priv, Veina Pri, Rabbi Kiva la Yoidil Rabbi Shimon, Hare Hamanuma, Hare Gadda Batfus, Hare Asa Kikador, Hare Pasol la Lulav, and Chayav Masas. Rather, it's logical that Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Kiva, but not vice versa. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Akiva, as the Torah requires it to be a fruit to be obligated, but Rabbi Kiva does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, a half ripe esrog is like the other disqualifications of esrog, such as spotty, grown in a mold, and round, since it is not considered hadar, which is beautiful, as required by the Torah, but nevertheless, it's still obligated in masses. Hachayev b'shkedim hamarim potter b'masukim katanim, hachayev b'masukim potter b'marim gadolim, should say. The meaning of the Mishnah's teaching that we had earlier about almonds is when bitter almonds are obligated, sweet almonds are exempt when they are small. And when sweet almonds are obligated, bitter ones are exempt when they are large. Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Mishum Aviv, Shkedim Hamarim, Hare Eilu Paturim, Masukim Enu Chayovim, Ad Shetifresh, Kliposam, Hachitzoina. The Baisa says from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, quoting his father, bitter almonds are exempt and sweet ones are only obligated when the nut separates from the outer shell. Hayri Rabbi Chanina, Besipoirin, Kahadod Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Chanina ruled in Sipoirin like the statement of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. But Meir Hayri, about which case did he rule? Sipori Amri B'Morim Rabbi Zeyu Omar B'Masukim. The Chachamim of Sipori said that it was about the bitter almonds, and Rabbi Zeyu said it was about the sweet ones. Amri Rabbi Yochanan Yodu Lekan Nischaivu Olu Kvar Niftu. Rabbi Yochanan said when the small bitter almonds arrived in Sipori, where they exempt them to Tver, where they obligate them, they became obligated. But when those nuts were taken back to Sipori, they again became exempt, because they had originally been exempt before they were taken to Tveria. Rabbi Pinchas ruled that once he saw three sweet almonds that had separated from their outer shells, he would tie the entire box. Rabbi Mana says as long as one doesn't tithe from one box for another.